Trained as an opera singer, Anthony Russell converted to Judaism as an adult. He tours synagogues, museums, and festivals across the U.S., playing Yiddish art music and singing in a cantor's style. He works to harmonize his original and adoptive cultures.
Go to sleep, my little baby.
If you're a black guy and you're going to get up in front of a bunch of people and say, I'm going to sing in Yiddish, it's a very conscious act. And it was very important for me to not leave any parts of myself behind. So by performing these pieces, which are kind of an amalgamation of early 20th century Jewish music and early 20th century African American music, the idea is that I can kind of not only embody the two histories that were going on simultaneously, but embody my own kind of expression that feels authentically African American and authentically Jewish.
Jewish culture is part of everyday life for Russell. His husband is a rabbi, and their kitchen in Oakland, California, showcases traditional dishes.
He always makes matzo brei on Pesach, which I love, because it's one of the few foods that are made out of matzo that I actually enjoy eating. So
Russell says he's grown into his art, taking memories of his grandmother's kitchen and mother's piano playing with him.
It's no less weird being an opera singer, because if you're an African-American opera singer, you are repping, you know, the African-American voice, which I think is why Negro spirituals are such an important part of the African-American singer's repertoire, because once again, there's that chance to express who they are and where they come from. So it's kind of been the case my entire life. There's always been a little dash. Oh, he does this, and he does this, or he does this, but he doesn't leave this part of himself behind. It informs what I do.
For WHYY, I'm Kyrie Greenberg.